WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of improperly storing and sharing classified information. ABC's Catherine Falders has more from Washington.
Bolton arriving at court this morning, we're told that he surrendered, he was processed. There was obviously a warrant for his arrest, so he went and turned himself in at this federal courthouse, processed behind closed doors. There's no cameras in court.
Bolton, in a statement, said this was part of President Trump's retribution. He's the third opponent of the president charged in the last 3 weeks, along with former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Those charges expected to be one area of protest at tomorrow's No Kings demonstrations against Trump administration policies, their plan for all 50 states. Today, the president hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House a day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another summit. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. 70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per-pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. On the local level, Madison schools will have nearly 20% less funding from the state this year than last year. That difference totals almost $12 million. A district spokesperson told me they were expecting that, calling it a rebalancing, and they planned for it. But of course, residents passed huge referendums for MMSD schools last year, totaling $607 million. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Last chance for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's do or die for the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 4 tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers. Milwaukee losing again last night 3-1, now down 3-0. The Brewers only have 9 hits in this series so far. The last time that happened in the postseason was in 1906. First pitch tonight at Dodger Stadium, 7:38. NFL, the Packers head to Arizona tomorrow to play the Cardinals. Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with some controversial statements, saying the NFL has a double standard for calling penalties to protect the players on offense and not on defense.
Who are we kidding? You want to fine guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle and a guard can come put his head right into your head. And look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny and warm Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. South winds up to 25. Tonight, showers and storms looking likely. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances still around Saturday. Right now, it's 64.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Matt Rothschild this morning. The best protests are the big protests. Mm-hmm. What France does, they bring the entire economy to a halt.
We need those of us who have a microphone or have a platform to stand up and yell at the top of our voices, look, this is not normal. It's time to study a little bit, get creative, and find ways that we can resist this authoritarianism that's coming down on our heads right now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, because cows can't host talk shows.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A curse upon each king who leads his state, no matter what his plea to this foul game, and may it end his wicked dynasty, and may he end in exile and dark shame. If there is vengeance in the heaven of heavens, what punishment could heaven devise for these who fill the rivers of the world with dead and turn their murderers loose on all the seas? Put back the clock of time 1,000 years and make our Europe, once the world's proud queen, a shrieking strumpet, furious fratricide, eater of entrails, wallowing obscene. In pits where millions foam and rave and bark, mad dogs and idiots, thrice drunk with strife, while science towers above, a witch red-winged, science we looked to for the light of life. Curse me the men who make and sell iron ships, who walk the floor in thought, that they may find each powder prompt, each steel with fearful edge, each deadliest device against mankind. Curse me the sleek lords, water deep, with their plumes and spurs. May heaven give their land to peasant spades, give them the brand of Cain for their pride's sake, and felon stripes for medals and for braids. Curse me the fiddling, twiddling diplomats, haggling here, plotting and hatching there, who make the kind world but their game of cards, till millions die at turning of a hair. What punishment will heaven devise for these, who win by others' sweat and hardihood, who make men at a stinking vulture's meat, saying to evil still, be thou my good? Ah, he who starts a million souls towards death should burn an utmost hell a million years. Mothers of men go on the destined rack to give them life with anguish and with tears. All those childbed sorrows sneered away, yea, fools laugh at humble christenings, and cradle joys are mocked for the fat lords. These mother's sons made dead men for the kings. All in the name of this or that grim flag, no angel flags in all the rag array. Banners the demons love, and all hell sings and plays wild harps. Those flags march forth and today. That's A Curse for Kings by Vachel Lindsay. Vachel Lindsay would go selling and trading his poems so he could have room and board the turn of the last century. And his plea was for no kings. And I share that plea here or elsewhere. Each call here should have some value. Each response, if it is merited, should hopefully offer some value. Each segment should have some value. Each show should have some value. And each time I have a chance to do a few days in a row, hopefully that offers some value. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith sitting in. Today is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. I want to tie a few things together. First, not to spend too much time looking backwards, but spent time on Wednesday talking about the venal text thread of Hitler-loving, racist, young Republican leadership. And how that is connected to the other things we are talking about. Before making that connection, J.D. Vance responded. And J.D. Vance, with his righteous indignation, said, oh, don't change the subject. Don't focus on young boys, kids saying dumb things. That's what kids do, is they make ribald jokes. I don't know if he said ribald. Just kids telling jokes. You can't get mad at kids telling jokes. All right. Setting aside whether we think the Hitler-loving, racist communications were jokes, my criticism then and now actually isn't really on the kids. Let me try to make the point a little bit better. It is not primarily on those young people aged 18 to 40 years old and appointed in elected leadership positions to the Republican Party, sharing those messages broadly to the other members of young Republican Party leadership. It is on the culture of that young Republican Party and the culture of the modern Republican Party and the culture of the conservative movement that can barely be called as such, the culture of the MAGA movement that created the context for this to happen more. We have seen more anti-Semitism. We have seen more racism. We've seen more racial attacks, both sanctioned by the state and unsanctioned, in Trump's first term and in this term. The Charlottesville horrific display with good people not on both sides is not even a hop, skip, and a jump away from a young Republican text thread of Hitler-loving racists who are communicating in a borderline official capacity. And I'm not primarily trying to hold to account a given young person who wrote a nasty thing. I think we have to hold to account the party and the movement and the apparatus and the context that is making that happen more and more, that is encouraging, that is promoting it, that is elevating people to leadership and to esteem and sometimes to wealth for sharing those views. That's what's happening in America. It isn't that we are coddling, it is that we are promoting. And by we, I mean the MAGA movement. I mean the current president of the United States. I mean the Republican Party. I mean the conservative movement. Of course, I forgive a sinner. I have sinned. But we have to choose who should lead us. We have to choose not only the leader, but the leadership group. What team is worthy of leadership? What team should run the country? If we're going to elect a king, who should be that king? And who should be the court? First of all, I say no kings. Second of all, we got to be more careful about the court. And they have proven themselves unworthy. They have proven themselves unworthy to lead the country. And a majority of people in the country know it. And but for the manipulation of media, but for an overweening amount of dark and not as dark money spent, but for some of the most skillful psychological manipulists in the history of politics, but for the largest propaganda machine in the history of politics, but for anti-democratic, small d democratic rules, not only in the U.S. Senate, but in how our Congress is elected and in districts, but for voter suppression, but for a litany of anti-democratic devices, the will of the people would more easily and aptly oust these folks. So, not just no kings, but also no venal cord, no apparatus, no movement that is not worthy of being in charge. We also talk, for people who were with us and people who missed it, about civic assemblies. And some of you say, well, Jeff, what do civic assemblies have to do with the current crisis? Well, if we're going to say no kings, and I say also, let's not just limit ourselves to elected kings. Let's consider actual democracy, what that might look like. So when we're out on Saturday, and I hope you will be, what are you fighting for? I think we're fighting for democracy. So let's do that. Anything Goes Friday, the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
202-808-9925 is the call-in number.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Join El Sazon Jarocho on Plaza Drive for karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 8:30 for margaritas, pizza, and wings. Plus, stop in for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
We question everything. Celebrate diversity. And have never met a food festival we didn't love. Madison isn't just where we broadcast from. It's who we are. 92.7 WMDX reflects the curiosity, passion, and slightly rebellious spirit that makes this city extraordinary. This is your voice, Madison. 92.7 WMDX.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in our bodies, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer available only at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get some native path. All right. We are back. I'm going to go to Lynette, who has some advice from St. Paul. Go ahead, Lynette.
Hi, Jefferson. I remember you talking a while back. Now, I used to have an eating disorder, so you were talking about sugar and cookies.
I'm an
addict.
Your
wife has to hide the cookies.
No,
you know?
She doesn't hide the cookies. Well, when she does hide them, I find them. The problem starts with me, to be clear. The problem starts with me. I'll take accountability. But she is an accomplice. Because she had because cooking things like cookies is like a love language for her, and so she makes these things, and then will come the diabetes. But go ahead.
Well, okay, it's just like when I was growing up, I listened to my grandmother's advice, and then I didn't for a certain time in my life when I had my eating disorder, because then I just said I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And her advice was, don't ruin your dinner by eating the sugary stuff before your good meal, because you want, and it's really about balancing your blood sugar. And
yeah.
So I did learn that on the other side of my eating disorder is, you know, eat the good food first, then your stomach is full, and then dessert, you will not feel like you want to eat it all day long. It works.
It's a good tip. I appreciate it. What if for dinner, all I have is like banana cake? Does that count? Am I ruining my dinner if I just make my dinner banana cake?
It depends on how much sugar is in it. I mean, there's different ways of... Okay, well, then you're going to just want to have sugar all evening after you eat that.
So that's worse, huh? Because that's the thing. You have a little bit, and you don't want less, huh? That's part of the problem.
Yeah, so you get your balance, blood sugar balance with the good food first. My grandma was right. And then the sweets come after, and you'll be like, okay, I had enough. I'm good.
Well, first of all, good on you for coming to grips with this stuff. Second, thank you very much for empathizing with my plight. And third, for giving me tips about how to address it. Maybe someday I'll be victorious.
And yes, I am going to a No Kings rally.
Nice.
And if I have a sign, I never can get to the store because I got to work today. I never can get to the store and get the sign. My sign would be, I think it was a Tom Harmon caller that I loved it. And she said, are you pro-fa or anti-fa? So that's my favorite saying right now.
All right. All right, Lynette, you be well. Thank you so much.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Wally from Portage, I believe it is, Indiana.
How you doing, Jefferson?
I'm rocking. I had a personal best bench press last night. As we talk about cookies, I'm a little chubby. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little chubby, but at least I'm strong. I bench pressed 300 pounds one time last night. A lot of people can do more, and it's only one time, but I'm going to humble brag or not so humble brag, and then go have some banana cake. Go on, Wally.
Well, that was a powerful commentary you opened with today. Real powerful.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And tomorrow, I need some suggestions. Tomorrow, I'm going to, I live here in Northwest Indiana, right next to Chicago, and we protest at the Dillinger Jail. Mm. And I was wondering if anybody had any suggestions or ideas on something snappy signs. I got my No Kings and Tax the Rich signs and stuff, but the Dillinger Jail is where Dillinger broke out of jail in Crown Point, Indiana, with a block of wood he carved in the cell and died with shoe polish and stuck it to a guard's neck. But they said there's rumor that the sheriff left the keys in his car for Dillinger to take off in. So,
well, we will. The call has now been put out. I'm sure we will get calls for sign advice. I'll try to take one. I'll try to go quick so we can take one even before the break. What I would say is, I think the fun signs are in significant part for the joy and entertainment of the person who makes the signs and of the other people in the rally. That if every single person just had a No King sign, it'd be powerful. Like if every single person just had a No King sign, that message would ring out. But it might not be as fun to do for people, because making signs is fun and looking at other people's signs is fun. And it's part of the thing. So when in doubt, I think a No King sign is fine. But we will put out the clarion call for additional sign ideas. And thank you, Wally.
All right, you have a great day. Thanks.
Cheers. Mark from Signal Hill, I think you are working on signs in California.
Yes, sir. I'm making up my signs for the No Kings Party. One is secede from the Confederacy.
Okay.
Another one is democracy, not hypocrisy. And I've got a long one that I'm trying to shorten, but it starts California, but it could be your state must support nonprofit broadcasting. It's a public utility required in emergencies. I'll have to shrink that one somehow.
I actually think, here's the thing, here's the thought. Normally you'd have to shrink it. I actually think it'd be kind of funny if you left it long and just fit that whole thing on a sign. Now, not everybody would be able to see it, but they'd be confused and curious, and they'd come in and look close, and they'd take a picture of it, and you'd get that message out. I think it's a great message. Thanks for those signs. We'll be back in just a little bit.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That's the number, 202-808-9925. I should have it memorized by now. I know some of you do. 202-808-9925. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would increase penalties for sextortion is now headed to the governor's desk. It's all in honor of a Wisconsin teen who died after being targeted. Isabella Nieto reports.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Sextortion scammers often target teenage boys, and often they're overseas. According to the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, these crimes are on the rise. They get at least 100 reports of it every day. Here in Wisconsin, the State Department of Justice says they've gotten more than 400 tips about sextortion so far this year. And you can expect downtown Madison to be swamped tomorrow for the latest No Kings protest. There are hundreds of demonstrations planned across the country against the Trump administration. The earlier iteration of this protest in June drew about 15,000 people downtown, according to Madison police. There are dozens of them planned all over Wisconsin, from Anago to Reedsburg to Sheboygan. And the terrace season is coming to an end. Every year, the iconic Sunburst Chairs and Tables host thousands of people at UW-Madison's Memorial Union. The 2,000 colorful chairs will be put away for the season October 27th. We can expect them to be there about 6 months. This year, they came back out in April. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny and warm Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. South winds up to 25. Tonight, showers and storms looking likely. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances still around Saturday. Currently 65 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Available wherever fine books are sold. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
and Tom Hartman Show. Anything goes Friday. The call number here is 202-808-9925. Going to go straight to your calls. Let's go Kino from Lakeland, Florida. Excuse me, on the air, Kino.
Jeff, the salvation of the nation resides in this program and this channel, Free Speech TV. Also, let the world know tonight, C-SPAN is trying an experiment with a new program on Friday nights at 7 o'clock and repeated at 10 called Ceasefire, where they're trying to find common ground between Republicans and Democrats. I want Free Speech supporters to support that program, and let's make suggestions to C-SPAN of how they can make that work, because the fix in 26 will be to get Republicans to come out of their trance. It's got to be acknowledged that the Republicans are in a trance by this hypnotist. And so I would like to encourage people to make signs that say, escape the trance, GOP. My sign's going to say, GOP, please help rein him in, politely asking them to come out of their trance. And it's got to be told and help some of these people. You know, I'm a reformed Republican myself. And so it can happen that Republicans, and that's the fix in 26 will be Republicans. There's a few examples already. Ted Cruz, you know, supported Jimmy Kimmel and Marjorie Taylor Greene has come out. So there's cracks, and we can do that. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about us promoting J.D. Vance to use the 25th Amendment and put...
I'll tell you what I want to ask you. What turned you? You said you were a reformed Republican. What changed your mind? What was your sort of evolution in that regard?
The attack on the Capitol. 50 years I was a Republican, but I was a moderate Republican, and I always promoted bipartisan cooperation because I got a lot of family members that are Democrats. Yeah. So I have always promoted, but when they attacked the Capitol and the insurrection happened, I publicly in a newspaper or a letter to the editor renounced my 50 years of being a Republican.
First of all, let me just say, every single thing you just said, is an example to the country. Okay, your bipartisan approach and trying to be problem solving. You're trying to be in a mixed political party family and make sure that everybody values those relationships and also tries to find solutions. Third, your willingness to stand against a long stated identity when you realize that identity has departed from your values, and when there's a line that's been crossed that just goes too far, and you're willing to say that publicly, and then your willingness to lean in and actually try to improve the country. That is, if we had 6 million, let's use a different number, 4 to 8 million people like you, the country would be in better shape. So that's my way of saying thank you. But last word for you.
Well, I want people to make, all across America now, some people hear my words, make signs say, escape GOP, escape the trance. Or my sign is, please, GOP, please help us rein him in. That's what we got to do, rein him in. And it might be J.D. Vance invoking the 25th Amendment to retire him. And I think we should talk about that and possibly encourage J.D. Vance. And, you know, that'd create all kinds of divisions in the Republican Party, but we need to encourage J.D. Vance to use the 25th Amendment and put Daddy Don in retirement. Because, you know, his mind is real bad, and people, if they'll come out of the trance, they'll see how bad his mind is.
Kino.
And but escape the trance. That's the word. Escape GOP. Escape the trance.
Kino, thank you so much. I want to say something else, amplify what I just heard. Aiming messaging at cult members you hope to depart the cult seems worth a try. Aiming messaging at Republicans seems worth a try. Those are two different things, but overlapping. Seems worth a try. And a note about that, what I was thinking about during the break was how, as Kino had a family with a lot of Democrats, I have a family with mostly Republicans, my extended family. People have heard my dad. My dad is, of course, a Democrat, but he grew up in a Republican family, as did my mom. And the habits that one develops in that family context have maybe some disutility, but have some usefulness. And here's what I would say. And first of all, try to reduce blame in your own mind when you're in the conversation. I think there is responsibility that should be taken. And even when conservative friends call into this show, I went to bed last night thinking some of these people have to take responsibility for where the country's going. And I think some of their gripping even more strongly their views is to cover shame of so much of what is happening. And so they have to double down and redouble their commitment. They say, well, I couldn't have done anything bad, so I'm going to define the bad things that are happening as good things. It's kind of how the mind works. So I think there ought to be accountability. But in the moment of that conversation, trying to shed a feeling of blame and trying to move towards an area of persuasion. I won't dwell on this too much because I do think most of the energy should be spent on building a movement of pro-democracy people and finding people who have not yet joined any movement to join a pro-democracy movement. I think usually that is worth more time, but it is still worth it to recognize we are one country. We ought to be. It is still worth it to recognize that somebody like Keno, who goes from a 50-year Republican to flip his party registration, is minus one plus one worth two. So even though it can take 10 times as much energy, it's worth twice as much. So, you know, you can do the arithmetic. But when you're in those conversations, what occurs to me is I think too often a lot of people in our community will have a habit of finding what to say that shows that the Republican is dumb. Why that person you're talking to, family member, friend, coworker, person on a Reddit thread, why they are stupid or mean or just wrong. What can be worth a try is trying to find an area of agreement, trying to find some shared value so at least you can hold hands, at least you can touch fingers. And that is the thing that I want to offer. Let's go to another call. Barbara from Rancho Santa Margarita, Illinois. I think you're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
Well, I'm calling just to make a recommendation for
Please.
Those who cannot attend a No Keys rally tomorrow.
Yep.
Just to wear yellow in solidarity and the paperclip and take photos, either selfies
yep.
or have someone else take a photo that showed you
yep.
were in solidarity for the future.
Yep.
And so you could show your grandkids one day that you were there in solidarity, even though you couldn't attend.
There you go. There you go. No, I like it. And to the people who think you can't attend, think about your reasons. If you're working, totally understand. But you might be able to do something on the way in or on the way out. And I don't know what your rules are at work, and you'll have to follow the rules that you can follow and, you know, shade the rules only where you think you can. To people who have physical limitations, totally understand. But you don't have to go
yeah.
far. Somebody can pick you up. And even if you just do it on your nearest street corner, just do it at your just some busy parking lot, some football game, whatever it is. If you just go nearby, I think there's a lot of people who can participate. If you just start thinking about a plan, well, how could I? Right? For me, I was like, well, I'm going to be out of town. So how could I? Oh, duh. I'm going to be out of town. And that town also is in the United States of America. And so why don't I find something where I'm that is there? And if there's not, I'll just show up because there's a busy street and there's a grocery store and there isn't a TV station there. But I think there is a small media outlet. So, you know, that's what I know. Barbara, thank you so much. What are you going to be doing? Probably what you just said.
I cannot attend.
And so what you're going to be doing
so we
is
will be in yellow. We'll be wearing yellow in solidarity.
Awesome.
And we will have on our paperclips in solidarity.
Thank you so much. And spread that word. And to other people who can't go, love the idea of supporting people who are there and also spreading the word to maybe replace yourself.
I liked your idea the other day when you came up with that. If you cannot send one or two people in your place.
There you go. Barbara, thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Whatever the number is.
Yeah, thank you so much for being part of this community, and thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, and you're doing a great job. You always do when you're on the show.
Oh, it means a lot. Thank you so much, Barbara.
We love you like we love Tom.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, and you and my mom have the same last name, so maybe we're related some sort of way.
All right, there you go. Well, I'll see you at the family reunion.
Okay, then.
All right, bye-bye. Jessica from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Jefferson.
Hello.
I'm so happy to talk with you. You've been great this week with your poems and your rants.
Thanks.
And I have a question for an attorney, and you'll know if there's hope. Can someone like Mark Ellis sue Trump for posse comitatus? Because Trump's not only breaking the law, it's unconstitutional to have the military go against American citizens. And Jefferson, I would be the first to sign that class action suit. And really quick, I have a song everyone can sing at the protest. Posse comitatus, posse comitatus. If you say it loud enough, you always sound precocious. Posse comitatus. It's a great song.
That is only somewhere between the first, second, or third posse comitatus song I've ever heard.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back, and the quick answer is posse comitatus law does not have a private right of action. It is a criminal matter for the Department of Justice.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out. Get sick. Take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours in urgent care. Sit in a room full of sick people. Or open your medical emergency kit like ours right here. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud now. It is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guides to know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. We are back. We're racing to the end of the hour. Ziggy has got signs for tomorrow. Go ahead, Ziggy.
Yay, Jefferson, what's this I hear about you starving George? He needs more treats and more love. Don't you know that?
Yeah, that's what he says. If you ask George, if he had essays that he could write, it would all be about neglect and lack of being fed. If he could operate the phone, he would call Dog Protective Services and lie and lie and say that he doesn't. And I think if he could use ChatGPT, if he had a little bit more technological facility, he would complain at his lack of lunch. See, he eats like many dogs in the morning and the evening, but he doesn't have lunch. And I believe if he had access to this platform, he wouldn't be calling for civic assemblies. He would be calling for lunch for all dogs. Three square meals a day or three round meals doesn't matter. But what is this tube meal garbage? But Ziggy, thanks for that. And what do you got? What else you got on your mind?
Yeah, touche. Yes, I'm one of the organizers of our local
thanks for doing
group
that.
Here. Yeah. And we're planning on, last time we had 1,500, and we're expecting more. And one thing I do is I have a trunk full of signs, extra signs. And we just put them out there for people to take and use if they want to use a sign. So if they don't bring one, we keep them and have them there. And then another thing we do in the staging area is we play Louise Hartman's songs. And that tends to get people really excited.
That would make her so happy. She probably knows this, but that would make her so happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told Tom about this before. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So. That's awesome.
All
so
right.
Do you have any? I'm taking a little list. I didn't catch everything so far. But you have any sign in particular that you want to share or spread the word about?
Well, what I made in the last day or two, it has to do with countering the Republican argument that we hate America. And I made a few I heart America, and then like not dictate there, and then not kings and things like that. So using the I love America.
Love it.
Idea.
Love it.
You know?
Love it. Love it. And shout out to our caller yesterday who plugged the idea of having an American flag, not only to make it clear that the essence of patriotism is a democratic republic. The essence of patriotism is not tyranny. The essence of the American flag stands for the best values of America, not something else. It's not about recapturing the flag. It's about reminding people of its genuine, benevolent meaning. thing. And I like it for that reason, but I also like it. You got to flag the idea, the odds that somebody's going to try to mess with you, I think, are reduced significantly. So, Ziggy, thank you so much.
Yes. Oh.
Sandra or Sandra, you are on the air from Long Island.
Hi, Jefferson. So great. First time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Long time listener. Yeah, you're doing awesome, as you always do.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you wanted to say. I'm great. We could do every call. Which is just anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody else have compliments? This is just compliments. If anybody, but especially for me. No, what's on your mind, Sandra? Is it Sandra or Sandra?
Okay. It's Sandra.
Sandra. All right, Sandra.
With a New York accent.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll be protesting out in Mineola, Long Island.
Nice.
And I got a couple of signs. The first one I have an old sign that I used last time, which I thought was really good. And it said, if Jesus Christ came down and saw what was happening in his name, he wouldn't stop throwing up.
It's a longer sign. It's in that category of longer signs.
It's a long sign. It's a long sign, but I had it really big and everybody loved it. And then on the other side of the sign, it said, what would Jesus do? WWJD. And then fight for our democracy. And then, and then the other sign I was thinking of doing, because they're, you know, the Republicans keep saying that this is a hate America, you know, protest. So I said, we do not hate America. We hate what Trump is doing to America.
Yeah. No,
and then
these
on the other side of that. And on the other side of that would be, we are the true patriots, which is what Dean Obidala always says.
And there you go.
So true.
And let's be clear, to my Christian friends, somebody said, you know, people have been talking about the flag. Yes. I also think not a bad thing to have a cross. And only if it's genuine, only if it's truly believed, only if it's honestly held. But what we know is what the right wing movement has done. Is try to seize the key iconography of the country. Christianity being the most populous religion in the country, the American flag, of course, being the official symbol of the country, and try to imbue those with false meaning. And that was a really, really important move. And by doing that, too many people who sort of oppose, who sort of see through it maybe, but sort of oppose it, then say, oh, I guess those signals, if I see somebody carrying an American flag and wearing a Christian cross, that must send a signal that that person disagrees with me on democracy. Holy mackerel. Jesus Christ was not in favor of big money and big military. Turn the other cheek and turn the tables of the money changers. So thank you for those, and appreciate your signs very much, Sandra from Long Island.
That's right, and I'm also bringing like about little 200 little flags to give them out.
Love it,
and just to let people know that we're taking back the flag.
You go, Sandra.
Where are the true patriots?
There you go.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, THOM16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a grand jury returned an 18-count indictment against former Trump advisor John Bolton, he surrendered to authorities in Maryland today and appeared in court, pleading not guilty to charges of retaining and sharing classified information. It is the third so-called enemy of President Trump's to be indicted within a matter of weeks. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is not backing down from his criticism of President Trump.
Bolton was pushing back, saying in a statement that the indictment is nothing but retribution and an abuse of power, part of Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
President Trump will host Ukraine's President Zelensky for talks at the White House. Yesterday, the president announced he'll hold another summit with Russia's president in Hungary. The government shut down heading into another week with lawmakers not in session today. The Senate votes again on Monday. This is ABC News.